Don't believe.
Wrong song. Let's try it again.
That's the end.
Talking Heads, the book I read. Love that song. If I could dance, I would have been dancing around the studio while that was playing. Let's see. We started this set off with a band called Say Sumi and a song called Your Book. And then we heard Our Storybook by Cliff Richard. And then Simple Minds with Book of Brilliant Things. Then we heard Dave Berry and the Cruisers with Stick by the Book. Followed by Suzanne Vega, Book of Dreams. Dire Straits, Lady Writer. And Talking Heads, the book I read. Great song. Love that song. I saw them live in 1978. Best concert ever. Anyhow, I will take care of this hour's legally required public service announcement, and then we'll get right back into the music.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Till I cry. deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I defined these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow. But
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door and told the people who lived there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog ran out and said, you can't turn nothing into nothingness with me no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but that monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. I rode to Malibu on a dune buggy with Neil. He said, you're gonna have to drown me down if you ever want to write the real. And I said, I'm sorry. Young man, what was your name again? Now everywhere I go in West Hollywood is filled with people pretending they don't see the actress, and the actress wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Baby, if I wasn't holding all these drinks, something about the way Violet whips her hair that makes me empty my pockets, holding cold in the corner, burning 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need any new friends, mama, but I could really use something to do. Save you up for some time, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. Heidegger and Sartre, drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys have pawned one for me. I never leave the canyon, cause I'm surrounded on all sides by people writing novels and living on amusement
she makes. He follows every step she takes. Snake and the Bookworm. Snake and the Bookworm.
Long time ago. I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love.
Tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. I wonder who,
yeah,
who wrote the book of love.
Young girl the other night, I walked over to him and pulled him off on the side, and I said, "Pops, what are you trying to prove?" I said, "I've seen you out here every night this week with a different young girl wrapped around your arm." I said, "You can't keep this pace up, because these young girls, they'll certainly get you down." He said, "Son, sit down here, let me tell you something." He said, "All my life I've worked hard, and I've saved up me a little money." He said, "But just about the time I got me a nest egg saved, I became a widow man." He says, "I'm 72 going on 73 years old and don't have too many more years to live." He said, "I know that I should be ashamed of myself." But he said, "Young girls is my weakness." Oh, yes, they are. He said, "So would you please leave this old gray-haired man alone? Mind your business. Let me and this young girl have us a little bit of fun." That's when I looked at him and I said, "All right, Pops, you got her. But listen, here's all you're doing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you just buy, yeah. Buy it a book." That's what I said to him. I said, "Listen to this. Here's all you're doing.
Buy a book for some young man.
That's what you're doing. To read. But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Send that young girl on home." Then there was this middle-aged woman whose name I dare not call, simply because you out there listening just might know who this woman is. But I can tell you this much: the woman lives right here in your town. I know you didn't know that, did you? I saw this woman with this young man in the broad open daytime the other day. I said, "Miss lady, you ought to be ashamed of yourself riding around with this young man all hugged up like this here." She said, "Son, or son, you're dipping in my business. But if you want to know why I fool with this young man, I'll tell you." She said, "I was married to a man 40 years older than I was. Since for a long time I was true and faithful to that one man. Since last year he died and willed me a whole lot of money. And I know that that young man sitting in my car just whoops me for my money. She said, but if that's what it takes to keep the young fine thing, oh, he can get every single dime. Because it ain't nothing an old man can do for me but show me which way a young man went. Oh, here's what I said. I said, you're just buying. Yeah, that's all you're doing. That's what I told her. Listen, Miss Lady, here's all you're doing.
Buying a book for some young girl.
You ought to quit it. Dream. But I said, that's your car. Drive him home. Give him all your money. I'm sorry I dipped in your business. I won't do it no more. No.
That was Joe Tex buying a book. Wonder what book he bought. Anyhow, so started that set off with Reddit in Books by Echo and the Bunnymen. Then My Back Pages by the Birds. Then we heard I'm Writing a Novel by Father John Misty. The Snake and the Bookworm by the Coasters. Followed by The Four Pages Autograph Book. And then The Kinks with Picture Book. Then we heard Joe Moore, I Know You Like a Book. Now, does that mean he knows that this other person likes a particular book? Or he knows this person the same way he knows a book? I don't know. And then we heard The Book of Love by Magnetic Fields. And then a band called Mitch, I guess. It's M-I.C-H, picking up a book. Then we heard The Monotones with The Book of Love. And Joe Tex buying a book. And so we've got one song to go. Be back in 2 weeks. Up next on the schedule is Socialist Radio. Haven't seen the socialists in the studio yet, but here they are. All right, and I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Things.